it's tough when you vote for somebody and they don't win, but Heath was well deserving. I think it's some games, you know, we don't have Heath Miller. We're not even in them. And I think what's underrated is, you know, this year he finally got the ball thrown to him, but he's always been such a great blocker, a very silent leader, and, you know, so it was a well-deserved and, I think, overdue award for him.
Is that why you think he went under the radar because all these years because he didn't get all those balls?
Right, yeah, you know, you look at guys like, you know, the Gates and, you know, the Gonzalez, you know, those guys get a lot of targets, you know, they get the ball a lot of times. You know, especially in Bruce Arians' offense, it was just such a downfield passing offense where I think Heath was sometimes overlooked in that. But this year, he was an integral part of our passing game. You know, there's a lot of games we couldn't get anything but the ball to Heath. And, you know, he came through for us every time. Doesn't drop passes, yards after the catch, always physical finishing. And so for him to be recognized, for a guy that you know that doesn't really crave the recognition, or a guy that is not necessarily important to, that people outside of here understand how valuable he is, I think it was awesome that the guys were able to recognize him in this way.
This is a difficult week for you.
I think it's tough because, you know, you're not playing for necessarily anything tangible. You know, it's always good to be able to look and feel like, hey, if we win this game, it puts us in a better position for the playoffs. So if we win this game, it puts us in the playoffs. You know, we win this game, it's going to put me in the same place I am now. I'm going to be at home. And so it is tough. I think the one thing is, though, we're paid to play this game, and you take a lot of pride in the way you work and in the way you approach it. And so, you know, you have to prepare the same way, and that's what we're doing, preparing to win this game. To lose two games to Cleveland, I think, would, you know, put us with, like, two wins in the division, you know, so to win this game is big for us.
Ryan, number one defense in the league and not one Pro Bowl selection.
I mean, it's just how it goes sometimes. You know, some guys are going to go as long as they play football. And you have to understand that they've earned that, right and earned that opportunity. And for me, you know, I was joking about it yesterday because, you know, I had a lot of people, you know, on my side here in the building, which is awesome for me. I told them, you know, don't get too excited. You know, I said, hey, I'm already preparing not to go. And that's just how it's been. You know, I just think other than here in Pittsburgh and in this locker room, just haven't been recognized as that type of player. And that's all right. You know, that is what it is. I love playing football, love playing here, and I don't play to go to Pro Bowl, so it's cool.
Right? Why don't you think that they only take three safeties for two positions?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think because if you look at all the positions, they're not necessarily deep. You know, you go inside linebacker, you know, there's two. Wide receiver, there's four. You know, so I mean, it's just how it is. I think the tough part about it is, you know, it switches every year between two free safeties and two strong safeties. Obviously, this was a two strong safety year, and we all know what free safety is going to go from the AFC until he decides to retire. But he's a Hall of Famer, you know, and that's just what it is. So I knew, you know, kind of where I stood in that, and it's just how it's worked. It's worked like that for years, you know, so there's no need in complaining about it. I'd much rather be playing for opportunity to go to the Super Bowl than being a Pro Bowler.
Did Troy look like he was back to his old?
He did. He played extremely well. And that's exciting just because it's, you know, first of all, it gets people off his back about, oh, is he still quick enough? Can he still do it? Can he still make plays? But it also gives him that confidence going into the offseason that, you know, if he gets right and gets himself in condition to be healthy, he's the best strong safety in football. And we all know that, and he knows it. But you have to be out there to do it. And so I think what's exciting about it is, you know, I kind of got an opportunity to go out there and play and do some different things. And now we're trying to figure out ways that, you know, we can match that up and both excel on the field at the same time to make this a better defense.
Is it tough knowing that this locker room is going to change after this game? I mean, there's some people that...
Yeah, you know, it was the same thing last year, though. And obviously we had some huge changes when you lose Hines and obviously James Ferrier, Aaron Smith, even the Hokie Bros. Just so much chemistry. William Gay, that you lose when these guys leave. But it's going to be different. You know that every year. It's going to continue to get different. We have a older team. A lot of older guys play football here and make plays for this team. But you need that youth. You need that kind of insurgence of young energy. And we understand that Coach Tomlin and, you know, the Rooneys and Kevin Colbert are going to be looking for that. So all you can do is do your job for as long as they allow you to do it and work with the people that you're given opportunity to work with.
Ryan, yesterday Ben said that he hopes that one of the free agents is Mike Wallace. He hopes he comes back.
Well, I want them all to come back.
How about Casey? Guys, been on defense.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, Casey, you know, he's like the fluffy teddy bear. Nobody ever gets rid of fluffy teddy bears. You keep them forever or you pass them down to siblings. But I think what he's been able to show, now that he's getting a little healthy, he still has that explosion, still an amazing run stopper. And if you single block him, he's going to make the play. So he's definitely a guy I want back. And also in terms of I don't see other Casey Hamptons out there. You know, you don't pick those guys up on the street. You know, you can't just go out and say, hey, I'm going to get this guy. He's going to replace a guy who's been an extremely good player here for such a long time. So I hope that he's back. I know he wants to come back. I know, you know, he's expressed to me that he still believes he can play. Now, he's going to play football somewhere next year. And if it's going to be somewhere, I'd rather be here.